Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Nagbigay linaw ang mga naganap na pagdinig sa Senate Committee sa kaganapan sa likod ng pagkalat ng coronavirus sa mga aged care facilities sa Victoria na siyang nagbunga ng pagkamatay ng may 19 na katao. Sa mga pagdinig, napag-alaman na di nagkaroon ng maayos na komunikasyon sa pagitan ng mga tanggapan, ahensya ng pamahalaan at kakulangan sa kaalaman at kakayahan ng mag-alaga ng mga residente mula iba't ibang kultura at di-Ingles ang tubong wika sa panahon ng matinding krisis. Ang detalya sa ulat ni Sunil Aswati at Greg Diet na isinalaysay sa wikang Filipino. Kaganapan sa iba't ibang bahagi ng mundo sa mga naging karanasan sa COVID-19, napatunayan ng mga nakakatandang miyembro ng komunidadang isa sa mga natatanging pinakabulnerable sa virus. At di na libre ang Australia sa karanasang ito. Nasaksihan ito ng husto sa kasalukuyang nagaganap sa state ng Victoria, ang sentro ng pandemya. Na sa pagharap ng nakita rin at narinig rin sa pagharap ng Federal Health Department Secretary Professor Brendan Murphy sa Senate Committee.
In recent weeks there have been some huge challenges, and as we know there have been some high profile failures to meet the standards of care and communication.
Sa buong bansa, umabot na sa 153 kataong namatay sa mga pasilidad ng aged care o residential aged care. Sa 4 na aged care homes sa Victoria, umabot na sa mahigit na 100 kataong positibo sa COVID-19. At sa St. Basil's Home for the Aged, sa Arabal ng Faulkner sa Melbourne, ang may pinakamalaking bilang, 142. Sa pagdinig sa Senate Committee, na pag-alaman na ang unang kaso ng infection ay naganap noong 9 ng Hulyo. Ngunit ayon kay Federal Aged Care Minister Richard Colbeck, hindi pinaalam ng Department of Health and Human Services ng state ng Victoria ang kaso agad-agad. Tumagal pa ito ng 5 araw bago ipinabot ang balita.
But we were advised of the outbreak by DHHS on the 14th of July, and we immediately stood up our systems, which is what we do in any circumstance of an outbreak, and testing was arranged for the 15th.
Yan ang tinig ng Federal Aged Care Minister Richard Colbeck sa pagharap sa Senate Committee. Ayon naman kay Deputy Commonwealth Chief Medical Officer Dr. Nick Coatsworth, ang naging kahinaan sa komunikasyon ay nagbunga ng mga maraming nasayang na araw kung saan bawat sandali napakahalaga.
Whichever way you cut it, time matters in COVID-19, and that's why we constantly have to review situations like this, find out why they happen, make sure they don't happen again.
Yan ang tinig ni Dr. Nick Coatsworth, ang Deputy Commonwealth Chief Medical Officer. Sa St. Basil's, isang Greek Orthodox nursing home, nagsasalita ng Greek ang mga regular na staff. Ngunit ayon kay Professor Murphy, kinailangang mamagitan ng pamahalang federal matapos naganap ang outbreak at nahirapan ng mga otoridad na makahanap ng mga carer na maaaring magbigay ng natatanging pangailangan sa nasabing pasilidad.
Particularly in a facility which is culturally and linguistically diverse, where the workforce were mainly Greek-speaking and the residents, many of them, first language was not English, to find a workforce had to be brought together from a variety of sources.
May 97 aged care facility sa Victoria ang may naitalang kaso ng virus. Ngunit tumanggi si Senator Colbeck na isiwalat ang mga pangalan ng pasilidad. Anya'y maapektuhan ng husto ang mga mas maliliit na pasilidad.
I am concerned about the stress that's placed on facilities by some of the public elements of this process. And can I tell you, while it's, I understand where you're coming from in one sense, but talking to particularly some of the smaller facilities, their capacity to deal with a huge influx of, say, media inquiry can severely impact on the facility.
Sampung aged care centers sa state ang nahaharap sa sanksyon, kabilang ang St. Basil's, ang Epping Gardens Facility na may 135 infection, ang Glendale Nursing Home sa Werribee sa Melbourne, kung saan may naita lang 65 infections. Ipiniliwanag ng Aged Care Quality and Safety Commissioner Janet Anderson ang dahilan.
We had evidence available to us that their response to the outbreak was slower than desirable, less decisive, and left the residents of that service at increased risk of harm.
Isang di komportabling sitwasyon na nagbubunga ng maraming katanungan. Isa sa mga ito ay nagmula sa miyembro ng komite mula Tasmania, si Senator Jackie Lambie.
We knew this was hitting Victoria 3 or 4 weeks ago. Why, first off, as soon as that was hitting, you weren't in those aged care homes, you didn't wrap them up and cut them all and shut them off.
Ang mga kasagutan kung mayroon may di nagbibigay ng pagsiguro sa mga mag-anak o komunidad kung saan nayanig na ng pandemya. Samantala, ayon kay Premier Daniel Andrews ng State ng Victoria, sa pinakahuling bilang, umabot na sa mahigit 800 katao ang wala sa kanilang mga bahay-bahay nang naganap ang mga compliance checks ng may 800 katao na dapat manatili sa loob ng kanilang mga bahay para mag-self-isolate. Ayon kay Premier Andrews, asahan ng bawat tao na nag-positive sa COVID-19 o naitanging bilang close contact ang pagbisita mula sa Australian Defence Force personnel at mga opisyal mula Health Department.
There will be multiple door knocks and they will be random in nature, as well as all close contacts will also be visited on the same basis. And those door knocks, you are expected to be found at home. If you are supposed to be at home and you are not, then you face the prospect of a fine of up to $5,000. If there were repeat breaches, if there were particularly selfish behaviour, like for instance going to work when you had the virus, then there is the alternative pathway, and that is of course taking you to the magistrate's court where the maximum penalty that can be applied to you is $20,000.
Ani Premier Andrews, ang mga kailangang mag-isolate ay hindi na maaaring lumabas ng kanilang bakuran upang mag-exercise.
From now, there will be no exercise. If you are supposed to be isolating at home, then you will need to stay in your home or on your property. Fresh air at the front door, fresh air in your front yard or your backyard, or opening a window, that's what you're going to have to do.
Sa New South Wales naman, 12 panibagong kasong naitala, kabilang ang ilang mga infection na di matukoy kung saan nakuha. Hinihikayat ng Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant ang mga taong magtungo sa New South Wales Health website para sa pinakahuling impormasyon ukol sa kaso.
There is specific advice for some venues where we're asking you to self-isolate for 14 days, get tested, and irrespective of your test, remain in isolation for 14 days. In others, we're just highlighting that an infectious case was there. In some settings, we think the risk was very low, but at the moment, we're taking a very precautionary approach. We want to make that information available to the community. And in those circumstances, we're asking you to monitor for symptoms and get tested should any symptoms occur.
Yan naman ang Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant ng New South Wales Health. Nanawagan naman ang federal na oposisyon para sa isang paid pandemic leave para sa lahat sa Australia, di lamang sa Victoria, kung saan diniklara ang state of disaster.
We called for a system of paid pandemic leave. It should be available not just to Victorians. It should be available to anyone who doesn't have leave at the moment due to the nature of their working conditions, and it should be available at a reasonable rate.
Yan naman ang tinig ng leader ng federal na oposisyon, Anthony Albanese, para sa panawagan para sa isang paid pandemic leave para sa kabuuang Australia. Upang maging updated sa mga impormasyon tungkol sa coronavirus sa wikang Filipino, magtungo sa aming website, sbs.com.au/filipino/coronavirus-updates.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.